Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Appreciate John McClain for joining us, as he always does, Wednesdays at 9.30. The draft, finally, coming up tomorrow. Our question of the day, we'll get back into that here in just a second, but who is the best fictional football player of all time? We got a ton on the text line that we will get to. I did want to follow up because Kaharski, you know, put the article out about Warren Moon considering letting Cam wear number one. Jared texts me, and he's 100% right. What is the point of retiring a number when you're willing to unretire it for the latest flavor of the month? I do agree with that. Like, if you've made the commitment to retire a number. Now, Warren Moon, I do not put in the category of what I'm about to say. Warren Moon deserved to have his number retire. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's, you know, one of the greatest of all time. He's Warren Moon. But I do think teams and organizations, they get a little too willy-nilly retiring numbers. I mean, I think it's overdone in certain – like, it needs to be really, really special to have your number retired. Like, Steven Eddy, I will agree with, even though they're not in the Hall of Fame, because they were the first superstars of the Tennessee football team.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got you.
And changed the game. On this whole thing.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's a whole new thing coming here. I'm with you on that. But why would you want to make your mark with somebody else's number? Be different.
Yeah. I mean, wear seven. Wear, you know, he wore that in high school and at Incarnate Word, or, you know, be different.
Or if I'm Warren Moon, say, all right, you can wear one, but you're going to make a $100,000 donation to Meals on Wheels or something.
Kaharski then tweeted, I don't think Cam Ward or anybody should ask a guy whose number is retired for permission to wear it. Puts the older guy in a tough spot. I hope he won't ask Warren Moon about number one. It's very gracious of Moon to say anything, to say he's thinking about it if asked.
I agree. Yeah. Same thing. I mean, some things just leave alone. There's 19 other numbers you could use.
Sure.
Or 18. Go do it.
Yeah. I 100% agree. All right, our question of the day.
Who is the greatest fictional football player of all time? If you had the number one pick in the fictional football draft, who would you take number one? Now, we got a lot of votes for Bobby Boucher. One just came through that I totally forgot about, and I'm so mad at myself. One of the greatest fictional football players of all time is Johnny Utah.
That's a good one.
Right? Utah was Ohio State quarterback who gave up the game to chase bank robber surfers in Southern California. I mean, and so Keanu Reeves makes the list twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
No, that's true.
Johnny Utah and Shane Falco. So these responses are fantastic.
All right. We got several that we'll run through. Einhorn Finkel.
Ray Finkel.
Ray Finkel.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that one.
For Mace Ventura.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Laces Mike, out, Dan.
Mike says Hank from King of the Hill.
Beautiful.
Ricky also said that. Tim Riggins gets one. Farmer Friend from The Waterboy.
Wait, Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Warren Beatty, Heaven Can Wait.
Great, great, great movie. He's a Los Angeles Rams quarterback who dies and goes to heaven and comes back as a football player.
Johnny Utah gets another one. Cody Latimer in the program.
Good one. Yep.
Shane Falco. Ogre and Revenge of the Nerds.
Our friend George texted in and said Stan Gable from Revenge of the Nerds.
Nice.
Oh, Ted McGinley reference there.
Lucy Draper, played by Kathy Ireland, Necessary Roughness.
She's
yeah.
Double grr on that one.
I'm taking Buddy Air Bud for my deep threat. Smoke any corner in the league.
That's a good one.
Here's another good one from Patrick. Greatest fictional football character of all time, Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Oh, how that guy can walk around with a straight face is beyond me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Patrick.
David Putney from the movie Draft Day.
Yeah, which one was he?
I don't remember. I have no idea. I don't remember.
He was one of the GMs, maybe. I'll go back and look.
I just love the line, you know, Kevin Costner was like, I want my picks back, you pancake-eating
Yeah. That movie is it hit the rim.
It's so bad, but it's so good at the same time.
Arian Foster is that character in the movie.
Arian Foster's actually in it?
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't realize that.
And I think Chadwick Boseman plays Vaughn.
He does.
He does. Yeah.
That
he
linebacker.
He does.
Vaughn Mack. That's it.
Let's see. Oh, man. So many texts coming in. Now people are arguing that one is an Oilers number, not a Titans number. Here we go with that stuff.
Get it.
Brian says, my favorite fictional player would be Joe Pendleton from Heaven Can Wait, played by Warren Beatty.
It's a good one. It's an older movie, but Buck Henry's in it. Warren Beatty's in it. It's a really, really good movie.
Victor Stone, Cyborg? I don't know that one.
Me neither.
A lot of Al Bundy. Another Uncle Rico.
What a great scene when he picks that steak up in Napoleon Dynamite. What a great scene.
Steaming Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday. Jimmy Diggs, The Last Boy Scout. I don't know.
That's Damon Wayans.
Billy Bob. So are they saying Billy Bob Thornton in Varsity Blues? Because he was in Varsity Blues, right?
He was the dad in the first Friday Night Lights.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I don't think he was in Varsity Blues.
Austin says Willie Mays Hayes. We're talking football, not baseball.
Yes.
lot of Uncle Rico. So there you go.
Uncle Rico's good.
So keep those coming. 615-737-1025. And then there was somebody on here when we were asking John about George Kittle. Trade Levis and a fourth for George Kittle. Look, if you could do that, I would do that. But I think San Francisco would hang up on you.
Didn't San Fran pick up a backup quarterback recently? Probably. I miss out on one?
Probably.
No, Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Mac Jones, because he wanted to work with Shanahan.
Yep. Okay.
But look, if there was a system other than Liam Cohen that he knew from Kentucky – if there was a place for Will Levis to go and grow as a quarterback, it would be San Francisco.
So
I think that would be fantastic for him.
If the Jags said, all right, we're going to send you a six-rounder for Levis, you do that?
I'd drive him to the airport. I would call the Titans, and I would say, I will drive Will to the airport.
Okay.
Because I think that'd be a better fit for him.
Oh, no doubt.
Look, they talked a little bit about Levis yesterday. And you could tell whenever he was brought up, it was kind of like, yeah, Will's still on the team. You know, it was like one of those deals.
So you think they're just totally moved on?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, in some ways, like if you're going all in on Cam as your guy, then you need to be. Like you need to – I mean, I think it's to the detriment of Ward and it's to the detriment of Levis for Levis to stay on the team.
Do you
– because you're basically telling a guy – hey, we want you to compete. It's not a competition. You could be better than him. You're still not going to play.
All right. I got a question for you when we come back about Will Levis. Your thoughts on.
Well, I already have something planned. But
oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, so ask me the question.
All right. How much do you think he goes back over that one play in Chicago? How much do you think in his mind he goes back over that one play?
That's a good question.
One play determined his future. It did, because we all default back to that.
Yeah, I mean, I would think he dwells on it. And that's, again, another reason why I think a fresh start somewhere else would be good for him, because it's like you get a clean slate.
You just – I mean, he doesn't do that. It's a whole – they beat the Bears.
It's a different conversation.
And then they rally and beat the Jets in week two, and he doesn't screw up again. I mean, you're 2-0, and your season is completely different, and you're not picking number one, and now you got a quarterback who's not bad – you know, but it's the big mistake and the small one he made in game two. But the big one versus the Bears is the one that said to all of us, oh, we're gone. And then the one later on against the Packers or the Colts. He threw the interception. He's like, I didn't see the guy. And he threw it right to him. You're like, come on, you can't do that.
615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai. .com. Coming up next, Trevor Maddich was asked an interesting question by Jared yesterday. We'll play that clip for you, and then I want Joe's answer to the question as well. It's Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Okay, last one. I'm going to put you on the spot for this, if that's okay. I mean, really sure. Put you on the spot. Rank how you view these quarterbacks coming out of college. Marcus Mariota, Cam Ward, Vince Young, Jake Locker, Will Levis.
Oh my gosh. Coming out of college, I would say Mariota first, Ward second. Vince Young, I wouldn't be tempted to put in the top two. Will Levis, I would not be tempted to put in the top three. Jake Locker. Yeah, Jake Locker coming out was, he was kind of a defensive tackle playing quarterback, and he never really had the accuracy in college that he would be able to carry into the NFL. That's kind of a motley group right there. But I would, if given, coming out of college, given the choice, I would have taken Mariota.
Okay, so you would go Mariota, and then you would go Cam Ward over Vince Young?
Yeah, because Vince Young was very much a physical monster. Everything that you saw him do in college, he out-physicaled everybody. In the NFL, that's mildly interesting. You know, now you got to add some other things to that, which he was not able to do very effectively. And so I was worried about a physical specimen. You know, like Jalen Miller, you know, coming out of Alabama this year, coming into the NFL, I see a lot of traits that those two share, although Vince Young was a whole lot better in college than Jalen Miller, but still, same kind of thing. When he does physical things, you go, wow! And when he's got to work through progressions, you're still waiting for it to happen.
That was Trevor yesterday on Stillman & Company, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game here on this Wednesday. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Fog Street Lawn Club, Nashville's premier soccer pub and rooftop. Fog Street Lawn Club offers scrumptious bites, British lawn bowling, and premier soccer pub vibes. Get half off a $30 gift card now at thegamenashville.com/deals and dive into the ultimate rooftop experience. So you heard the question and Trevor's answer. What say you, Big Joe Dubin?
I will start off by saying, gosh, this is such a contradiction to what I'm talking about. Out of those five quarterbacks, Marcus, Cam, Vince, Jake, and Will, Cam Ward is the most NFL ready. Don't hate me for this.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota never took a snap under center at Oregon.
Right.
And never went through a progression at Oregon. It was RPO, throw. RPO, throw. And that it wasn't drop back, check down, check down, check down. Cam Ward's done that.
Right.
That offense of Cam Ward has done that. So Mariota goes last for me. He's right about Vince. We all got drunk on Vince after that Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, how could the Texans pass on him? And this is Vince Young. He's so good. Had Vince Young been a better passer and more head into the game, it would have been unbelievable because he's the best athlete I think I've ever seen. Jake was ruined by Wisenhunt. Didn't do good with, was it Chris Palmer and then Dow Loggins was his OC?
Yeah, Jake was just always overrated in my mind.
He was because there wasn't many good quarterbacks out there when he came out in 2011.
I thought the analogy of he was a defensive tackle playing quarterback was a pretty good one, actually.
Right, yeah. And, I the Will Levis of 21 at Ole Miss.
Sure.
Not Ole Miss. At Kentucky was fantastic. 22, he regressed a lot, and he kept progressing after that. But Will Levis is more prepared, I think, to run a pro-style offense than anybody else. But I'm going Cam Ward.
Yeah. It, like I said, when I heard the question, I was like, oh, I got to bring this up tomorrow because I think it's a very good question. I think it depends on how you want to answer it. Vince Young, in my mind, is one of the – he's definitely in the conversation of some of the best college – quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah.
It's not just the Rose Bowl, but like that whole year, I mean, the argument was there for him when he's second in the Heisman. Like,
he was, to Reggie Bush.
To Reggie. So, I mean, the argument was there for him to win the Heisman.
Right.
I do agree with you. If you're answering the question in the most NFL ready, like a guy that you can plug into your offense today to play quarterback in the National Football League, I don't disagree with you. I think it's Cam Ward. And then, probably Vince, I guess.
It's tough.
I mean, there's an argument, again, NFL ready, based on the offense that he ran at Kentucky for Levis, but we saw him regress, you know, in his last year there. So, and then he dropped into the second round.
Well, 21, Will was great. I mean, he's playing a tough SEC schedule. He was a good quarterback. And then 22, he just dropped down a lot. That's the same with Jake Locker. Jake Locker in 2009 had a great year, might have been a top five quarterback. And then 2000, they took him, you know, that we talked about all the time. They had to lock out. They had to take Locker. You needed a quarterback. And stop with the Mariota. Look, he's a nice guy, but he wasn't a good quarterback. You can't put the two together, okay?
NFL quarterback.
He was
a good college quarterback. I mean, he was a great, fantastic athlete. I mean, yes.
But
like, I think there's an argument he's going to go in the College Football Hall of Fame. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
But you don't run the college offense in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, you just don't do that. I mean, there's a few RPOs that Lamar Jackson does and Josh Allen and maybe Mahomes, but the large majority of those guys aren't running those RPOs. And so it doesn't translate to the NFL as well. He's a great college quarterback. He's a nice guy. That's fine. You can say that. But he was not a good NFL quarterback. And, yeah, I know he's still in the league. Good for him. But when he fizzled out, 2019, that Broncos game was the worst performance by an NFL quarterback I had ever seen. And they made the decision to move him and start Tannehill. You saw what happened. And from then on out, Mariota hasn't played a really good game since probably 2018 or so. So, I mean, you did it. You moved on. That's fine. Although that Falcons game in 2019 where he connected with A.J. Brown was decent, but the Falcons sucked back then, so I don't give too much credence to that. Don't look at me that way.
I know. I'm just listening to you.
Just don't.
I'm also realizing that Jared was making an argument about numbers. He had a number wrong.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. He tweeted out Warren Moon is in the Hall of Fame. If the Colts wouldn't let Peyton Manning wear 16 because of Johnny Unitas, then Cam Ward shouldn't get number one. There was somebody else that wore 16. Johnny U is 19.
That's right.
So, yeah. Jared, it's okay.
That's all right, buddy.
Yeah. But
I mean, the whole stay in your lane.
Something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, stay in the lane if you don't get it.
But, yeah, I thought you would find that question interesting.
I like it, yeah. Like it a lot.
I mean, and here's what it puts into perspective. How hard it is not only to play in the NFL, but how extremely difficult it is to play quarterback in the NFL. Because all of the guys on that list were great college quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there's a list – you know, 3 miles long of guys that, I mean, Tim Tebow is, some will argue that Tim Tebow is the greatest college quarterback of all time.
I'd be,
and he was terrible in the NFL.
He was.
It shows you how different it truly is.
Why did he not want to go to fullback?
I don't know. Or tight end. I don't know.
I mean, he would have been a great fullback slash H-back.
He'd probably still be playing.
Yeah. Why? I mean, it was, and look, I love Tim Tebow. I mean, what he's done with his foundation is beautiful. But sometimes these guys are hard headed.
Yep.
And like Vince, I would have put Vince at tight end. I'm telling you, man, they could not tackle Vince Young.
Vince could have been a successful NFL quarterback if Vince wanted to do the work.
He would be like Lamar Jackson. I mean, he was that big, strong, fast.
Yep.
And so talented.
He could have. Vince got in Vince's way.
He did.
And from what I understand, the first person to tell you that right now, today, would be Vince.
Yeah. But
not then, but now.
That was the old funny thing. There's two funny things that made me laugh, Titans draft history. One, when they drafted Albert Haynesworth and somebody told Fisher, you better draft his mom too. And the same was Vince. It's like, when you draft Vince, you better take Mac Brown with him. And that was the whole thing. And Mac Brown, you know, I mean, he just got – I'll tell you, I went one time, I got called by Vince's camp to go over to the bubble, 2008, where Reebok was shooting this – $10 million commercial, and you Titans PR, you remember this. We went over there. I mean, they had everything lined out. In 2008, they were going to roll Vince out as their athlete at Reebok. And remember, he just melted down. And they scrapped the whole campaign. I mean, they were ready to anoint Vince on this next level, which probably the NFL had never seen before as far as star and endorsements and everything else. This was the 2008 season, and Vince just flamed out.
Yep.
And then, thank goodness, Kerry Collins was there to carry him to a 13-3 record. But it's just that's the greatest what if in Titans history is that right there.
And I'll stand by. I'll never forget asking Floyd this question, and he got silent for a second because if the old man Bud Adams had stayed out of the way, and I get it, they would have had to rework the contract because Steve was making too much money. But if they had just figured it out and not locked him out of the building and done all that disrespectful crap to him and let Vince back up Steve, which was the plan, for a year, I think so many things could have been different. Having a year with Steve could have been huge for Vince. But it didn't happen. It'll never happen. And history is what history is.
So I tweeted out Mariota's the worst and Rex Road. Yes, a Heisman winner, a guy who just won a natty with an all-time great performance. Terrible.
He didn't win a natty.
Are you talking Joe Kama? It could be your friend or a different sentence on this. I don't get Mario. I mean, you could sit there and wave the Mariota flag all you want. I mean, and yeah, they won a road playoff game for the first time since 2003 when they beat the Chiefs in 2007. I get all that, but he was their number two pick. I mean, he was a guy, and he just flamed out. He was terrible in 15, a little bit better in 16. He had Derrick Henry. 17, he was better. Yeah, he got a little bit better, had some more weapons around him, and he didn't get better after that. So I don't know what your argument is, Joe. Just I can't believe you're a professional writer and you have that kind of a fragmented sentence. All right.
So
love you, though, man. Robbie and Rex for my favorite radio show by far.
I got a quote. I got a quote on the other quarterback in this draft that I just saw that I'm laughing. I'm going to read it to you coming up next.
Love it.
It's Chase and Big Joe. Plus, we'll get back into our question of the day, which is who is the greatest fictional football player of all time? 615-737-1025, our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And don't miss our draft coverage tomorrow night. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Madison. Friday, Boomba's in East Nashville. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock each day, presented by Hardee's, Parma Tractor and Equipment, Twin Peaks, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Shane Company, and Professional Home Improvements. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Be listening. We're going to have your chance to win Metallica tickets coming up here in just a few minutes. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking our question of the day, but I want to read this quote on a quarterback. So I just saw this on OutKick, and it made me laugh. Via Tom Pelissero. I guess he's put this out. An NFL assistant coach, when asked about Shedeur Sanders, okay, quote, "The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is he's just not that good," end quote. That's supposedly from an NFL assistant coach.
The old anonymous source that gets out there on that.
And now everybody's saying sources are saying that NFL teams are losing faith in Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders. This is BetMGM. It says after finding out that none of his teammates went to his birthday party last year, that's at a draft day.
Is that real?
I guess. I don't know. BetMGM put this out there.
Oh, they got to be kidding with that.
Probably. I mean, it's definitely a draft day reference.
It is. But my goodness, that'd be so great if that was true. I don't know. Is he talented? Yeah. Was he coddled? Yeah. But some of those games, I'm telling you, Shedeur Sanders got the hell beat out of him.
Yeah, he didn't have an offensive line.
And he stood up and he delivered. But don't we do this every year? Though, is it the old week before the draft, all this negative stuff comes out and it's always revealed? I don't know. I mean, so we'll see what happens. But if that's true, I don't know, are others saying it? Or this one guy said it? That's anonymous
right.
source guy.
You don't know. And, I mean, there's always this kind of stuff. And I'm sure Dion's going to get up there and be like, oh, they're trying to bring him down and, you know, all this stuff and put this narrative out there. But, I mean, look, the test is going to be whoever takes him. I do think he's going to get drafted in the first round. Can you do it without your dad? You've had your dad your whole – I mean, your
That's
dad has basically been your coach your whole life. Can you now play without him? And if the answer is yes, then this all goes away.
But you're talking – I mean, you've got a hit on this.
Sure. But like if you take – but if –
Saints
all right,
or somebody.
Let's just say the Steelers because they're the Saints or the Steelers. But let's say the Steelers. The Steelers draft him. Their head coach, no BS. Mike Tomlin does not put up with any BS. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, no BS. That's him. So if they draft him and it's like, Shador, here's the deal. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got a bright future. You can be a quarterback in this league, but you got to listen to our coaching. If you're willing to do that and put in the work, you'll mm-hmm. be just fine. And then the question is going to be, is he willing to do that? And when it gets tough and they get on him and he makes mistakes and they get on him about those mistakes, he can't pick up the phone and go, Dad, they're doing this. Will you call him? I did. For the camera. Will you call Coach Art? Will you call Coach Tomlin? Will you tell them to stop being so hard on me?
I get it.
Because if I'm Mike Tomlin and my phone rings and it says Deion Sanders, I'm picking up the phone, I'm going, nope, and hanging up.
Would you take Jalen Milroe or would you take Shador Sanders?
Jeez, that's a good question.
I think I'm taking Milroe, man. He just
talent wise, I'm taking Shador. Like, I think on paper, again, we're just basing everything off college. Shador is more talented. But based on, you know, where Jalen's come from, and man, that's a really tough question.
They're showing Milroe on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Some of these passes are just lasers.
I don't know. Like, he could very well turn out to be like the biggest surprise of this draft.
If I'm Steelers, I go Milroe over Shador. I don't want the questions.
Well,
I'm curious of what's
going to happen in Pittsburgh, because like this whole Aaron Rodgers thing has just gone quiet. Like, he hasn't done, I mean, is he retiring? Like, what's he doing? Like, and you know, Jared was texting me the other day, do they have an ace in the hole in Pittsburgh that we haven't talked about? Ryan Tannehill.
He's done.
It's Art. It's Art Smith.
Stop it. Stop it.
I took a year off. I don't know. I'm just saying. Jim. I'm just saying.
Jim, watch out, Jim. Hurry up, Jim.
And well done.
I don't know. Maybe, but you got $100 million. Why come back? You're good, man. You don't need to come back. Don't let football define you.
Sure, but if you miss it and you want to play, anytime I say talking about football and I say want to play, I think of Brett Favre when he retired like 8 times. He's like, you know, I want to play. I really want to play. I'll miss the game. I want to play.
I think about this. Hit it.
Fourth and five. I kind of feel like Joe. I'm too old for this. Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores.
It's great.
I mean, you got Keith Jackson, you got the Rose Bowl, you got an amazing fourth quarter, and
I'm glad you did that, because it reminded me to do something else. Because there's a famous clip that we must play coming back in honor of someone that just passed away.
Okay.
We'll do that, plus what day is it, and celebrity birthdays. But caller number 3 right now will win tickets to see Metallica at Nissan Stadium on May 1st. That's next Thursday, with special guests Pantera and more. 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win Metallica tickets next Thursday at Nissan Stadium. Good luck.
Let him get it with about 12 seconds to go and a possibility for a play.
Dyson and Bird are deep. Taken by Neal. He gives it to Wycheck. Wycheck, that looked like a forward pass. Taken by Dyson. Dyson down the sideline. Dyson's going to go all the way. And there is no flag.
That was the ESPN call. And the late, great Mike Patrick, who just passed away, 80 years old, passing away. But when I saw that news, the first thing I thought of was he was on the Music City Miracle Call.
He was, right?
It was the that was the old Sunday Night Football crew when Sunday Night Football was on ESPN. It was Mike Patrick, Joe Theismann, and Paul McGuire, right?
That's it. That's right.
So they were doing that game. And what was so funny is that that entire clip, I mean, they spent, you know, 10 minutes or whatever.
Who'd
reviewing
you say
it.
Again?
Mike Patrick, Paul McGuire, and Theismann.
Was it what was Jaworski doing there? Because we interviewed him after the game.
He may have been there for like the pregame show.
All right. We caught him on the sideline. That's what he's like. We're calling this a Music City Miracle. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I hadn't heard that. Okay.
Because it was on ABC, I think.
It was. Yeah, it was on ours because I was at Channel 2 at the time.
Yeah.
My goodness. He called so many iconic Saturday night SEC football games.
Oh, he did a bunch of college games and then the Sunday night games. And so
remember
he was really good.
The crew, it was Mike Godfrey. Remember Adrian Karsten was the sideline guy who tragically took his own life down the line. But that was in the late 80s. Of course, you weren't even born yet. That was SEC football and ESPN on Saturday night was just – on another level. It was amazing.
Join Robbie Stanley and 102.5 The Game from 10 to 2 at Coleman Tractor in White House this Saturday for Kubota Orange Days. There will be exclusive deals on compact tractors, zero turns, and more with special financing available. The sale runs from 9 to 2 with demos, deals, giveaways, and lunch from 11 to 1. That's Coleman Tractor of White House, 3631 Highway 31 West this Saturday. Go say hi to Robbie, and again, Mike Patrick, just remembering him. But with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. And, of course, it is presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards, the only company you need for commercial construction services. Just visit them online at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen, first on the list today we have Administrative Professionals Day, English Language Day, something we kind of speak every day. Let's see here. German Beer Day.
I love some German beer.
Good old German beer.
The Germans.
Don't let them take our factory, though.
Smithers, the Germans.
Impossible Sorry. Astronaut Day. So.
Oh, shout out to Gail King and Katy Perry and all those astronauts, right, from last week?
Would you do that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to call myself an astronaut.
No, I'm not either. I'm just going to say, hey, can I get a ride on the SpaceX thing and go up for 10 minutes and then come back down?
It's the Blue Origin, so
whatever.
Please get it right.
Whatever.
It's the BO.
I'd say I'm like a NASA hot air balloon bystander. Would that be the right thing to say?
Would you go or not?
Sure, but I mean like the proper term.
I would do it. I mean, because I like as much as I love Star Trek and Star Wars, and like I've always wanted to be in space.
There's a joke there somewhere, but I can't.
Probably.
I can't think of one.
The final frontier.
We have International Creator Day. So, International Nose Picking Day.
Gross.
How about that?
Yeah, right.
David Janes, what are you doing back there?
Yeah. That's a great Seinfeld episode, too.
He was scratching his nose, not picking
That's
his
right.
nose.
That's right. We pick on David Janes. What can I say? But we love him. We kid because we care.
There you go. International Pixel Stained Techno Peasant Day. All right.
Don't know. The hell is that?
I really wish I could tell you.
Is that about it?
We have two more.
Okay.
All right. They're pretty good. The Lover's Day is today.
And
so.
None of these have been good yet. So.
National Cherry Cheesecake Day. National English Muffin Day. And then National Picnic Day to wrap it up.
Oh, we should all do a picnic one day.
Let's not say we did.
Can Nani make some sandwiches?
I mean, I could do that. I don't want to bother her for that.
She would love to do that.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, do that.
I'll ask her. She's got a lot of things on her schedule, okay? She goes to the gym twice a week.
He's basically saying, yeah, she don't want to hang out with you.
One is throwing a shoe at you. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two.
Let's do it!
Our first birthday. First? Get it out of there, Joe, is Valerie Bertinelli. How old is Valerie Bertinelli, Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife?
66.
70.
65. Chasers on top, 1-0. The very funny George Lopez.
Is Valerie Wolf's mom?
Yes.
George Lopez is, I'm going to say 64.
67.
64 exactly. Chase was up 3-0. Oh,
3-0.
Chase, you got to get this one. John Cena. Today's his birthday.
Oh. 49.
41.
48. Chaser's killing up 4-0 already. Who's next? The very unfunny comedian John Oliver.
53.
55.
48. Cal Penn. He was in that, they go to White Castle.
Oh, yeah. He was, yeah, he's been in a lot of
Harold
things.
Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, yes, Harold and that's Kumar. It. Thank you.
48.
47. 48, exactly. The Chaser Mobile's up 6-0.
He's feeling it today.
Man. I don't know who that is. We'll go down. Comedian, don't know him.
He doesn't know you.
Good, because I don't know. All right, we'll get some more here real quick here.
By the way, a texter said, with the right gummy, you could be an astronaut for a few hours, Chase.
actor,
tis true.
Oh, the $6 million man, Lee Majors.
Oh, God. Is that?
Just answer the question.
Lee Major, 83.
84.
86. Nick's on. Now 6-1. The last remaining member of Three's Company, we have an autograph in our, I'm short on the streamer now, Joyce DeWitt. How old is Joyce DeWitt, the last remaining member of the original Three's Company?
77.
81.
She is 76. Chaser's up 7-1. Killing it today, man. We're not going to stop now. The beautiful actress, Melina Kekakadiris. She was in The Resident in Providence. She's beautiful. Has the curls.
Yeah. 53.
51. 58. Got some more here. Singer Tayo Cruz. Tayo Cruz. He was popular in the 2000s.
47.
45.
42. Go down here. Model Gigi Hadid. It's pretty.
28.
29.
30. Dr. Crane's on there. It's now 7-2. Musicians Jake and Josh Kiska of Greta Van Fleet. I guess they live here. I'm reading this.
Live in West Nashville, I believe.
25.
That's a Rex Road thing. I'm going to go 27.
28. It's now 7-3. We have two left, two sports birthdays. Former Tennessee Volunteer wide receiver and Tennessee Titan wide receiver Joey Kent. Today is Joey Kent's birthday. Now, you're within striking range, Dr. Crane.
52.
56.
51. Chaser's up 8-3. Last birthday, a guy that tried to shut down our man Derek Mason throughout his career, but this guy was pretty good. Quarterback Sam Madison. How old is Sam Madison?
53.
58.
51. Chaser takes it 9-3. Good job.
Thank you very much. Started brought to hot, you by buddy. Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. That is going to do it for us. We'll be at the Nashville Super Speedway tomorrow. It is draft day, but a lot of cool things going on there. And then, of course, our draft show coming up tomorrow night.
Be a lot of fun. Hey, listen, is our message all the time to our guys out there, our brothers. If you are struggling going through a few things on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We're going to do this message to the rest of our lives. We're here to talk to you as well. If you're going through something and things are rough and bumpy, know that we're here for you. And no matter what happens, your journey is beautiful. And you are beautiful. And we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. DVD coming up next.